This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Right, from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, this press release will begin our broadcast with my dear friend. We've been fighting crime together for decades, Mary Bach of AARP. But a new 2023 AARP Fraud Watch Network reports highlighting the ways criminals target consumers during the holiday season. A majority of 80% of U.S. consumers say they have experienced some type of fraud this year, many of which ramp up over the holiday shopping season. These holiday shopping scams have increased from last year's report, from receiving fake notifications about shipments to online ad scams and more. The concerning findings from their annual survey is that fraud is on the rise and that the knowledge about how to stay safe from fraud is dropping. So says Mary Bach, my illustrious guest. She is the chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. Education plays an important role in combating fraud, but we can't educate our way out of what is now a rampant issue. This year, significantly more consumers plan on shopping online compared to the last 2 years. Fraudsters often place fake ads online and across public social media sites for steep discounts on the hottest items. And we're going to give you all sorts of examples and news and information that you need. And remember, AARP.org/fraudwatch for everything that she talks about and all the great work that they do. But without further ado, it's been at least close to 30 years we've been doing this, and I'll tell you, it never gets more interesting than the previous show. That's what I think until you come on with the latest statistics, and I say, long overdue, it's great to have you back, and I know you're going to enlighten and educate me, so welcome back to KDKA, my dear friend Mary Bach.
And Rob, I thank you so much. I am just absolutely delighted to be with you this morning.
It never changes, and it seems to get more intense. Just when I think I've heard everything from the last show, new statistics, new information. So before we break down into various categories, why do you think, is it the lack of education? People think it won't happen to them, or there's just more opportunities for criminals, or is it all of the above, do you think, Mary?
I think it's definitely all of the above. And most of us do think that we are smart enough to be able to figure it out, that it will not happen to us. But the scammers have gotten so sophisticated and so very good at what they do that even the smartest of us can be duped, can be led astray. And at this time of year, Rob, you know how busy we all are. In fact, some of us look at you in admiration and we wonder, because you're so busy, if you ever sleep. But people just are rushed. They've got so much on their minds. Many people are working, and that's people of all ages. There are a lot of seniors that are working, and then they're working to get family responsibilities taken care of, shopping, etc. And so we just are not as vigilant, possibly, at this time of year as we might be at other times of year when we have a little bit more time on our hands.
All right, Mary Bach, chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force, my guest. I love AARP, and don't forget, AARP.org/fraud watch. Okay, tell me about this peer-to-peer payment services. What's that all about?
Well, there are apps that you can send money to someone directly without going through, you know, some type of official check system or credit card system. And a lot of the young people particularly use these kinds of peer-to-peer apps. You know, you've heard about Venmo and some of those, and they work well as long as the scammers don't get involved. And the scammers know that there are opportunities to get people to use the peer-to-peer apps because the money is almost completely untraceable, and you do not have the same protections that you would have if you used, for example, a credit card through a major bank. And so the scammers ask that you use those types of payment systems when they want your money or when you're being scammed. They also may ask you to pay with gift cards or some type of wire transfer, or these days they're even asking for cryptocurrency in payment. And any of these kinds of situations is very simply a red flag. At AARP, and by the way, I'm totally a volunteer with AARP. I am not a paid staff person. But at AARP, we are very quick to say that if anybody asks you to use peer-to-peer type app in order to pay for something, or a gift card, cryptocurrency, any of these kinds of wire transfers that become almost impossible to be traced, you'll never get your money back if in fact you lose it, you know it's a red flag. So we just want people to be very, very careful and use traditional methods in order to pay for what they're buying.
You know, gift cards is another stickler with me. You just mentioned that, and we'll kind of end the first segment on that note. They're popular. I mean, gift options, 66% of those surveyed planning to purchase them this holiday season. Now, however, 27% of consumers have experienced either giving or receiving a gift card with no value on it. And a lot of these cards end up in a drawer somewhere, and people forget about them. So talk to me about criminals and gift cards. What should we be aware of, Mary?
Anytime you see a gift card, and of course, anywhere we shop these days, they are selling those gift cards, make sure that the card has not been tampered with in any way. If there are any scratches on it, if there are any rips in the cardboard paper, do not buy that gift card. The criminals, and somebody like me, doesn't even understand exactly how they're able to do it. But they can get numbers off those gift cards, and then using very sophisticated software, they monitor those gift cards, the purchase of them, and then when they are activated, the criminals immediately take the money from the gift card off of that card to be used for their own purposes, or they sell the number so that someone else, another criminal, or some unsuspecting consumer can buy the numbers from the gift card and then deplete whatever the service is or the money on that gift card. So be very, very cognizant as you purchase a gift card from a major retailer about the status of the integrity of that gift card. And sometimes it's best just to go to the site of that particular company that you want to buy the gift card from and buy directly from them. Or if it's a restaurant card, go to the restaurant and buy the gift card at the restaurant. Of course, that's a lot more trouble for some people. But again, we don't want to waste our money. In all of these situations, it's our money we're talking about.
The great Mary Bach, not paid, but she is the chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. She just loves what she does. Volunteering to help in her services are widely recognized, I believe, firsthand, the best in the business. Now, when we come back in a 10-question fraud knowledge quiz that, again, was part of AARP's survey, most respondents fail, with only 28% of respondents able to answer 7 or more questions correctly. So when we come back, we're going to home in on some key protections by educating you, the consumer. But if you need to find out more about the great work that they do with everything at the AARP, but especially what we're talking about today, AARP.org/fraudwatch. Mary Bach, Rob Pratt, your Pratt Pack, back with more in just a moment on KDK. Good morning. All right, we are back with Mary Bach, chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force, AARP.org/fraud watch. Okay, let's begin with some of these questions that I alluded to before the break. Retailers will never request your login information to provide customer support. Explain that to me, Mayor.
Well, the websites are not going to ask you for any type of personal information of that nature. They simply want you to come buy their product. You know, you have to use a credit card as payment at the end, but they are not going to ask you for other kinds of information, certainly not your Social Security number, your passwords, anything of that nature. And so you have to be alert to the kinds of questions that any business or website is asking of you when you purchase something of that nature, when you purchase their merchandise.
You know, the other thing, credit cards sometimes get a bad rap. Obviously, we've heard reports that the country is as much as $1 trillion in debt in the way of credit cards. And I look at them the way my parents did. Necessity, and, you know, when you have that time to pay them off, you make the payment that you can. And if you can pay it off at the end of the month, that's even better. Bottom line is, even though they do get a bad rap, credit cards offer the most consumer protection of any payment method. Is that fact or fiction, Mary?
That is total fact. And we urge people to use credit cards, particularly because of those protections. If you use a debit card, your money is immediately gone. And we say use credit always over debit. I know debit is convenient for so many people, but unless you are just absolutely meticulous about following your money, looking at all of your statements, knowing exactly where you used every single penny, the debit card can wreak havoc sometimes with your finances. So credit is always better. And again, we said in the previous segment about paying with gift cards, wire transfers, the P2P apps, also, any kind of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, any of that, those are all red flags. No legitimate business over the internet is going to ask you to pay them in that manner.
Let me ask you about passwords real quick, because it kind of falls into the next category. Mary Bach is here, AARP.org/fraudwatch. Should you regularly change your password?
All of the top tech people would say, yes, you should. And so that's the bottom line. Yes, you should.
And these people, these scammers are so good. You think that you're the only one that knows your pet's name or using your street address. And I'm just throwing out some generic stuff. But they know how to piece these puzzles together. That's why you've got to put some thought into it, right?
That's exactly right. And Rob, a lot of people today don't realize how much information about all of us or each of us is out there for in the public domain. The scammers know how to access so many of the government-type websites, our county websites, where they can find out information about our homes. You know, you can just Google somebody's address and the picture of their home will come up, the square footage, all of the kind of, you know, detail that eludes many of us. And many of the scammers are willing to do their homework, and they go to the social media sites. You know how some people post the pictures of everything they've just eaten at a restaurant the previous evening.
Right.
And so the scammers know what your favorite foods are. People love to post pictures of their pets, as you mentioned. And so there is just lots and lots of information. Some of it we give up willingly through social media. Others of it is just out there because it is public information, again, through various types of government websites in our communities, our counties, the state, driver's license bureau, et cetera. And so we just have to be very cognizant of the fact that we have to protect ourselves any way we possibly can. And if that means changing your password on a regular basis, do it.
All right. Now, in that same vein, regularly accepting operating system upgrade prompts on your device is important, as some updates are to patch known fraud vulnerabilities. So they're doing that for a reason, right, Mayor?
They definitely are. For example, with Apple products, you regularly get updates, and they'll tell you that they are going to update you, you know, that night or something, and you definitely have to allow those updates to occur because it's their business to help protect their customers, and certainly they don't want to get a bad rap because some of us have been scammed through no fault of our own, but because the device has a loophole.
Yeah, I've actually been considering switching over to an Apple iPhone. I hear rave reviews, and look, they are a trillion-dollar company. Mr. Cook has done an incredible job following the path of Steve Jobs, but the reason they are who they are is because they understand, as successful as they are, there are a lot of people out there that want to go after the most successful, and they, being the most successful, are very vulnerable because of all the different things they want to do, but they're willing to invest in technology, time, and staff to keep people safe. Right, Mayor?
And they have thousands of staffers that are working on these exact problems, trying to protect their customers.
I couldn't agree more. Okay, we're going to jump in here and get a break. Mary Bach is with us. She's not a paid employee, but she is the chair of the AARP's Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force for everything that you need to know, and they can help. And listen, the older you get, the more you'll learn to appreciate the AARP. AARP.org/fraudwatch. When we come back, we're going to talk about, is it risky to do web searches for a company? That's one of many things, including a stream of fake delivery text. I've had that happen to me. We're going to talk to Mary more about that as well, too. But for everything that you need to know, you go to AARP.org/fraudwatch. This is something that has become an epidemic in our country. And the more the technology takes over our lives, the more there is that possibility and the vulnerability. And, you know, one of the things that Mary said about social media, and I'm all over it because it's my job, right? And that is to post, to promote, to help out. But you have to realize people are very keen to being able to use that as a powerful tool to open up a window to your world to see where you're most vulnerable because they know everything that you're doing. That's why they have this thing called algorithms and technology. That tool knows what you're doing, and so does the human element as well, too. So buyer beware, take time, just give it a little extra thought, and it can go a long way to preventing you from going through one of these very difficult scams. Again, AARP.org/fraudwatch. Mary Bach and I back with more of this very special hour leading into the holidays. Information that you need to know on KDKA Radio. Good morning. She is not a paid employee, but she is the chair of AARP's Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. She's my lifelong friend, Mary Bach. We've been fighting crime together for decades. She is here today to help you so the Grinch won't steal your holidays. AARP.org/fraudwatch. Story in the news you and I have talked about. David's been reporting on this morning, the lottery scam. People being told you've won money, but you've got to pay a fee. So many people have been indicted on such charges as mail fraud and money laundering. How do people proceed? Look, I'm a big believer, unless it's the Pennsylvania lottery, don't even talk to me. I mean, and so sad, but people fall for this type of stuff all the time. And obviously, those who are found guilty of it can suffer the consequences. But what do you make of that story? And what can you tell me some tips and rules of the road to help people so it will prevent them from going through the misery that these people have gone through that were bilked out of millions of dollars, Mary?
Well, first of all, Rob, we all want to be winners. We all like to think that we're special. And many of us know the good that money can do. For those of us who are grandparents, it can help put our grandchildren through college. It can increase the quality of life that many of us have. And so we can just be greedy at times about wanting money, especially when it's waved right in our faces. And again, these criminals, and you heard on the news report that many of these crimes come out of Jamaica. Several of these perpetrators who were just arrested are Jamaican citizens. And they sometimes have not had the same moral acuity that many of us do have, or they just are so after our money, they don't care that they are literally hurting the people that they are scamming, devastating lives in the process. And so people fall for these scams because, again, they know that they need money or they simply want to do good with that money. And the scammers can make it sound as if somebody has been a big winner, when in fact the scammer is simply after their money. And they lure you in with lots of big promises, but then they start asking the so-called victim for money, saying that there are fees associated with taxes or bonding or even the shipping or handling of the so-called lottery funds, or it may be under the guise of a sweepstakes. Sweepstakes and lotteries sometimes go hand in hand. And they may talk with a victim, and usually this is simply over the phone, and they will groom the victim over weeks, sometimes months, in order to continue to elicit funds from them. And so any time you are told you have won a prize, you don't remember entering that, well, that's a red flag. I say you have to play to win. You have to enter to win. Anytime you are told that you have won money, but then you have to pay money in order to get those winnings, that's a big red flag. So step away from it. We get so caught up in the emotion of the moment that we lose our common sense. AARP likens it to being in the ether. If you're undergoing some surgical process and you have anesthesia, you have this fuzzy feeling and you are just not all with it or thinking properly. And that's the state, the emotional state that the scammers try to use to get your money. And as I said earlier, the bottom line in all of these situations is our money. They are after our money any way they think they can get it. And they will take as much as they can get, even down to your last nickel. They don't care.
AARP.org/fraud watch. My guest, Mary Bock. This is an example of what I meant when I opened the show. Every time I think I've learned it all, you come back and dazzle me with something that is just so ludicrous and hard to believe, but it's happening. And this is the latest in a risky situation we were mentioning earlier when you're out there searching for companies, customer support networks. Because listen to this, everyone. Criminals buy ads impersonating those companies, check billing and credit card statements for consumer service, use the number on the back of your credit cards or go directly to the company by typing in their web address. They're buying ads to commit a crime against you. That's amazing, Mary.
Well, that's just how the real world is working these days. And so many people are on the internet buying all kinds of goods and services at this time of year, and we are all looking for a good deal, and the scammers know that. And so they make fake websites. They will do whatever they can to get our money. And if you see a too-good-to-be-true deal, then you better step away and think through that situation. AARP says that if anything is discounted 55% or more, it's a real red flag. And you better do your homework before you try to buy that item on that particular website. Anytime you see any kind of shoddy grammar or any kind of misspellings on a website, you better be careful, because any of the major companies, names that we all know and buy from, those companies have entire departments of people that work on the website. They are meticulous in making sure that everything on their legitimate business website is accurate, and they are not going to misspell words. They're not going to have bad grammar on their website. So you can really beware of any of those websites that has these seeming glitches that just don't seem real. And if the site doesn't have some type of contact information like an address or a phone number, it's a real problem. Don't deal with them. If the site doesn't have a privacy policy or some type of return policy, and returns at this time of year are really a big problem, make sure you don't deal with that particular company or that website. And many of the scam sites will put a link or a phone number in their website asking you to call for more information or to click on the link for more information. And if you call, they're going to try to get privacy information from you. If you click on the link, you may be putting some type of virus or malware on your device that you're using, whether it's your smartphone or your computer. So be extremely careful about clicking on a link or calling a toll-free number on one of these websites simply because they are after your money and they could do more damage to you than you think.
All right, we are going to talk about something that her and I are both adamant about, fake delivery text, just something that's just off the charts right now. I think we've all been affected by it. Email sites, texting our phone, and how do they get any of that? Because this is what they do every day, preying on you, the innocent victim. We'll come back, AARP.org/FraudWatch. Glad to have her here, as always, Mary Bach. Unpaid, but still officially the chair of the AARP Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. She's passionate, has been for decades, fighting scams to help you is what she does every day. Mary Bach, it's your Pratt Pack. Back with more in just a moment on KDKA. Good morning. All right, Mary Bach is here. One more segment, AARP.org/FraudWatch. She is the chair of the AARP's Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. She is a volunteer. She does it because she's passionate about this. You know, I'm surprised that some of these bigger companies aren't doing more to get involved, or even, you know, criminal charges, legal action, because they're using all of the big brand names that we know. And I got to tell you, if I didn't have you as a friend, I probably would have leaned into this more times than not. So I'm so glad for your friendship, and I'm so glad for this information, because somebody right now has probably just got one of these and wondered, what could it be? Well, listen, it's not what it could be, what it could do to you. And it's all about Americans receiving a stream. They've been flooded with these fake delivery texts from scammers and, you know, people that wanted your, they want to take pilfer your information, your personal information. If you think it might not be legitimate, don't click on the link provided unless you can verify by calling the company's consumer service number. This thing is running rampant, is it not, Mary Bach?
It surely is, and these are the text messages or the emails saying that you are being notified that a package, that a delivery company tried to deliver a package to you, and you need to click on a link in the text or you need to call the toll-free number. And again, these will put some type of malware on your smartphone or your computer. And this particular scam is the number one current trending scam. In fact, the Federal Trade Commission just this week put out another alert about it, warning people. If you are ordering materials, gifts, presents online, make sure that you keep track individually of each order that you place, and any of the companies that you're ordering from will give you some type of tracking notice about your package. They will tell you when you can have a projected delivery day and time, and you need to keep all of that information. People, again, get a little bit careless this time of year because they are busy and they are ordering so many things for gift giving. And so they get these notifications and they immediately rush to judgment that, oh, maybe there is a problem with something that I ordered. And if it's one of those hot ticket items that you just got real lucky to get, and all of a sudden you think now there's a problem, you may have a tendency to panic a little bit. And so you're not using common sense, and you, again, click on a link, or you call the toll-free number that is in the message, and that's taking you directly to the scammer. And they are going to say that the package, they tried to deliver, but there was a problem, and now there is a small fee associated with re-delivery, and you need to give them your credit card number. They're going to steal your identity any way they think they can.
Mary, listen, we are out of time. I hope we get a chance to do it again. Much blessings to you and your family, and you are in my prayers. I know your husband is struggling with some health issues, so know I'm here, and just know how much you're appreciated every time you're here telling us this very vital information to keep us all safe. Keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you, Rob, and thanks to KDKA for the past program. Thank you so much.
The great Mary Bock. She is a crusader, been fighting crime with your PAC for 30 years and continues to do so as the chair of the AARP's Pennsylvania Consumer Issues Task Force. She's a volunteer. She doesn't get paid. She just does this because she cares, and teaming up with a great brand that is the AARP, they're doing amazing things. And if you want more information, AARP.org/FraudWatch. That's AARP.org/FraudWatch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.